from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's me. Honor and a pleasure to say I'm in on the Score afternoon show today. Matt Spiegel with a well-deserved day off. I am in the Hyundai studios along with producer Robbie Triano, Tyler Farringle on the ones and twos, and I'll be joined at 5 o'clock to talk some Bears and some NFC North with NFL reporter Carmen Vitale coming up at 5 o'clock. You're always welcome to get in on the show. 312-644-6767 are the numbers. You can dial that to give me a call or get in on the text line as well. And lots of Bears talk to come this afternoon here on the Score with the preseason finale against the Chiefs just a few hours from now, about 3 hours from right now, and we'll talk plenty about that and lots of other fun Bear stuff throughout the afternoon. But coming off that big Cubs win, wanted to talk some Cubs with you at 312-644-6767. 10-2 the final out at Wrigley Field today, as you heard right here on 670 The Score, your home for Cubs baseball. Justin Steele was brilliant again, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. He struck out 10 and walked none. Bruce Levine said he's the best 4-game winner that's ever been in the post-game interview, and I gotta agree with. If there's ever been a case that wins and losses are an overrated, if not meaningless, stat in Major League Baseball, Justin Steele might just be it. He was awesome today, man. And you get some early offense from a grand slam from Miguel Amaya in the second inning. A nice big crooked number gets up there early, 4-0, and they never really looked back. They tacked on more in the third, in the fourth, and then 3 runs in the seventh to really blow the thing open and take the series with the Tigers. And now that's 2 series victories in a row. This Cubs team, man, I love the Cubs, and I'm glad that they're still in it. But they really do torture me and torture Cubs fans with the way that they've ridden the roller coaster so far this season. Because I've been saying for a long time, Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porth, they're kind enough to put me on these airwaves every week or two to spew my stupid Chicago sports thoughts, and I always appreciate it when they do. And if you've heard me before, you've probably heard me say my Cubs hopes are hanging on by a thread in terms of their playoff hopes. And I've been saying that for a long, long time. And the closer that we get to the end, obviously that thread gets thinner and thinner. But if I've been hanging on to those hopes for what's now months, saying that they're hanging by a thread, that thread had to be pretty strong, or I'm just delusional. Maybe I just don't want to let go and give up. I'm open to that possibility as well. But the closer that we get to the end, the closer that I get to the end of that thread and get to not disinterested in Cubs baseball. There'll be plenty to watch for on TV and plenty to listen for right here on 670 The Score, your home for Cubs baseball. But man, and I know there are prospects down at AAA that eventually should be helping the Cubs win baseball games. And folks can get eager to see them, whether it's Alcantara or Owen Casey. Now, there are a few pitchers that have had some major league experience that I think could help. Jordan Wicks, Wisniewski, Ben Brown. Keegan Thompson. Those are guys that if they get healthy and can come up from AAA and help at some point this season, cool. But I'm not quite at the point where I want to sort of wave the white flag and see what the kids can do. I don't know about you. Again, 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the show, give me a call or shoot me a text. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm pretty damn close, man. And I think I have an end date. I think I finally have an end date to this thread of hope that I'm hanging on to for the Cubs and their playoff chances. They are right now, I was on these airwaves, like I said, I'm here every week or two and always happy to be in any day slot that they're willing to give me. I was here a week ago with Hub Arkish in the morning, filling in for Mully and Haw. And that was the day that it was coming off the series loss to Cleveland, and it was the day that they were entering 18 straight games against losing teams. And Hub and I said that morning, you got to make some hay right here, right now, man. And it was a few days earlier, I was doing a Sunday shift right after Matt Spiegel and the Hit and Run show, and Spiegs was doing his Team of the Week segment. And it was the Padres, who at the time had won 16 of their last 19. And Spiegs said exactly what I was thinking as he was doing that segment. That's what the Cubs need right there. That's what they're going to need right there. And if there was ever a chance to have a stretch like that, we're in it, man. We're in it. You have 18 straight games against teams with losing records. There's 6 games into that stretch right now. You got to do something like what that Padres team did, and really what they continue to do. I looked at what they've done since Spiegs featured them in the Team of the Week segment on Hit and Run and said they'd won 16 of their last 19, and they've gone 7-3 since then. My Matt says they've won 23 of their last 29, and they have a chance to go 24 of 30 against the Mets tonight. That's how the Cubs can get into a playoff race. That's how the Cubs can erase a 5-game deficit and leapfrog 3 teams. But I'll just start with the 18 games against losing teams. And man, they got to take 14 or 15 of those. And they've already dropped 2. Like, winning series is good in most circumstances. Winning series is good enough in most circumstances when you're talking about a 162 game season. But the Cubs have put themselves in a position where winning series is not good enough. They need sweeps. They need a dominant stretch of baseball. Get back in this thing. They have, what, 30-some games left? And after today, they sit 5 games behind the Braves for that last wild card spot. By the end of these 18 games, like I said, I need to see 14 or 15 wins in that stretch, which means they got 2 or 3 to give in the last 12. And I heard Pat and Ron on the call right here on 670 The Score, just as I was about to come on the air, saying 10-game road trip, 3 cities. And man, that's tough. That's really tough. And in most cases, I'd say win a series or 2 in that stretch, and you'd consider it a successful 10-game trip. But again, if they're serious about getting in this thing, and I heard Craig Counsell on the station, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, I heard him say, like, being in it really motivates these guys and has kept them locked in and focused on this season. And that's great, man. That's great. But at what point do we sort of let go of that hope? Now, I don't want the players to. And got guys like Justin Steele, who went out there today and was brilliant, the Cody Bellingers of the world, the Ian Happs of the world, they're not going to ease up on the gas pedal. Not consciously, at least. But there was something to what Craig Counsell was saying there, in that, you know, maybe subconsciously, it's not something you really think about, but when there's a carrot at the end of the stick, you're a little more motivated. You're pushing a little bit harder and maybe a little bit more focused on what you got to do that day. For me, the carrot falls off the end of the stick if they can't come out of this 18-game stretch with 14 or 15 wins. Which means they got to go like 10-2, 9-3 over these next 12, including 10 games in three cities here as they leave Chicago after taking 2 of 3 from the Tigers. It's a lot to ask, man. But like I said, this thread of hope that I've been hanging on to, I've been hanging on to it for months. So I don't think it's unreasonable that that's what it's going to take to win me back and to really feel like, okay, they're going to do this thing. And they can. They can. But the other question I ask myself, and you can get in on this, 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf in for Matt Spiegel on the Score afternoon show today after a Cubs victory 10-2 over the Tigers. You still hanging on to those Cubs hopes, or are you ready to sort of wave the white flag and see what some of these kids can do? The other question I ask myself when it comes to this Cubs team is, let's say they can. Let's say they do somehow pull this thing off. They do, like I said, they win 9 or 10 of their last 12 in this easy stretch on the schedule that they got. They get, and somehow they get into October. They're in the playoffs. I hate to be a bummer. I'm a huge Cubs fan. I hate to be a bummer. And baseball is crazy. Baseball is the most wild and random postseason in all of sports. But realistically, what can they do in October? And I won't be upset. It'll be more meaningful baseball for me to watch. Something else on TV that actually, you know, gets the juices flowing. That'll be great in between Caleb Williams and the Bears starting the season 10-0. It'll be great to have some meaningful baseball in between Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays. That would be awesome. So I hope they get there. But I look at it, man, and I don't know how much this team can do in the postseason. Only because of the lack of power bats. Really, that's all it's come down to. And I know Spiegs and Parkins previously talked about this a lot in this time slot. A lot of this just comes down to not enough slug in this lineup. And a lot of people think when you get to the postseason that you need to play more small ball, you need to play more rally ball and get people on base and move them along. But really, that's even, first of all, that's not really true in modern baseball, period. Like, it's good to have guys that can get on base, but really, this is, and Craig Counsell says all the time, home runs are his favorite play in baseball, and there's a reason for that. What this comes down to, now that the bullpen has sort of settled down and figured out the issues that they've had. The starting pitching has been awesome since June. The defense figured some things out after a rough start. What this has come down to, and the reason that the Cubs haven't been able to put together longer, stronger stretches of offense is because they just don't have enough slug in this lineup. And that matters even more in the postseason. Home runs matter even more come October, because and the stats play out that home runs account for a higher percentage of run production in the postseason than they even do in the regular season, which makes sense because you're facing the best pitchers on the best teams who also often happen to be the best players and best pitchers in all of baseball. So it's hard to put together 3, 4, 5 hit rallies to scratch across 2 or 3 runs. And today was a perfect example. I don't know about you, but whether you were watching that game or listening to that game right here on 670 The Score today, when that ball left the park in the second inning and you were finally, and I was watching on TV and Boogs said, there's that crooked number you've been looking for. And you could hear the relief in his voice. It really puts you at ease and gives you some peace while you watch a Cubs game. When they can, and you're not going to get grand slams every time, but if you think it does that for me or you sitting at home watching or listening to a game, what do you think it does for these guys in the dugout before they run out there or to play defense or before they run up to the next plate for their next at bat. That takes a lot of pressure off the rest of that team when you can just, and look, I don't expect that from Amaya every time. I don't expect a grand slam every time, but without any real slug in this lineup, I just have a hard time picturing this Cubs team going deep in October. But again, I'd like to see it, and I'm not at the point yet where I'm ready to give up, and I'm ready to say wave the white flag and let's see what the kids can do. Text here from the 847, and you can get in on the show at 312-644-6767. Shoot me a text or give me a call. How many games would they need for, say, a 20 or 23, 25 out of 34? Like I said, I'm looking at the Padres, man, who are on an amazing stretch right now, where tonight they could win their 24th game out of their last 30. That would do it. That would be really cool. That would have them in the mix. I still don't know if they would have the wild card, but it would have them in the mix for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
But man, leaping three teams, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Mets, that's a big ask. 312-644-6767. Let me see. I think we got some calls here. Robbie, can you just tell me who the next call is? I'm having some technical difficulties here.
Pat in Grand Rapids.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Pat, where are you at with this Cubs team?
Yeah, well, I've been a fan, mostly a radio fan, since we moved from South Bend. I've been a Cub fan since 55, so that means I was about 5 or 6 years old. Anyway, I'm not giving up on them. Just imagine their interleague plays pretty good. So then you got Bellinger, Hap, Suzuki gets hot. You need at least three guys to get some power heat going. And the other thing, I'm not going to give up like my brother did. He was the first free agent fan in the 80s, I think 84. So he and his wife got picked up by a team, and that was the New Orleans Pelicans. Had them throw out the first pitch, and they put him in the parade. He really stuck with the Cubs, but he was making a joke, you know?
Appreciate the call. Thanks. And glad you're not giving up hope. Cubs fans did you say the 50s? It's a long time. Appreciate the call. Text here from the 630 says, I've given up on the Cubs' chances 3 weeks ago. That said, I'm not giving in and just letting the kids play. One, several kids are already playing. And then he goes on and says most positions are locked up long term. You look at first base, second base, shortstop, third base, center field. Yeah, man, that's the other thing. Like, whether you're talking about bringing up Alcantara or Owen Casey, like, are you pulling the plug on giving PCA regular playing time and developing him? Are you telling Cody Bellinger to sit down or Ian Happ to sit down to give Owen Casey some at bats? I don't think you are. Now, come the off season, when you say most positions are still locked up long term, I don't necessarily look at that as a bad thing. If you can go out, and I was reading today that because of the luxury tax, they probably won't be in on a Juan Soto. But if you can go out and add a Juan Soto, I don't think some of these contracts you have in the outfield are guys that other teams wouldn't take off your hands with the contracts that they have. The problem isn't that the Cubs don't have any useful or good players on their roster. It's the makeup. And like I said, the problem with the makeup is that they just simply lack slug. If you had some power in the middle of this lineup, we wouldn't be as frustrated with some of these guys. We'd be okay with what Ian Happ and Bellinger and Suzuki, maybe not fully okay, but we'd be okay with it. They'd be able to score runs at a much higher rate if you had one or two guys in the middle of this lineup who gave you some slug, and you'd be thrilled with Michael Busch. Which, I mean, you might be already. Dansby Swanson would still be frustrating. If Dansby Swanson was having this season and with a power bat in the middle of the season, you'd be like, we could be even better. But that's really all it is, man. It's one or two bats in the middle of this lineup that would change the entire complexion of the Cubs. And that's not going to happen this season. And like I said, that makes me question what their chances would be to do a lot in October. But I still would like to see it. Let's quick get in Rich. He was at the Cubs game, at today's game, and got thoughts on the team. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I was at the game today. I called off from work, and nice. I put on my Cubs shirt with a W flag on, and I put on my Cubs hat. I'm driving to the game, and on my Spotify, "Go Cubs, Go" came on. So I'm like, yeah, they're going to win today. And,
nice. Well done. Do they know why you called into work today? And do they listen to the score? And they would they recognize your name and voice?
Everybody's off work right now, so I think I'm okay.
All right. Well, Rich, I don't want you to get caught, so we're gonna let you go. I appreciate the call.
But Cubs look good today, and I've been a Cubs fan since I was a little kid, and I never give up hope. But the Cubs need that extra power.
Appreciate the call. I wouldn't go on the radio and say I called into work today. I mean, I worked on the radio. So that would be really dumb for me to do. Like if I was supposed to work today and I called into the show and I was like, I called into work today. That would be really dumb. But if I was anybody, I don't think I'd be calling the radio to say I called into work today to go to the Cubs game. Unless they're just really cool and understanding. And maybe they are wherever Rich works. Finally, just one more text before we get to the break and get into some Bears talk from the 563. It says, what sucks about this convo is that Soto would answer most of them with Suzuki at DH. Ownership won't pay the fee. That's Grady in Iowa. Yeah. I got really bummed today reading that. It was an article at The Athletic. I'm blanking on who wrote it exactly. But talking about them going into the luxury tax and how that probably means they're out on Juan Soto. That bummed me out. Money should not be an issue for this Cubs team. And I've given them a loose leash when it comes to that. And when I talk, whether it's here or arguing with my brother or other Cubs fans I know, I've said the Ricketts have spent some money. Not just on the roster, but on the development around Wrigley Field, the infrastructure for the organizationally and scouting and developing and other facilities. But man, a luxury tax should not be keeping you out on Juan Soto. And that literally would solve a lot of the problems that we're talking about here today. So I'm hanging on to hope for, let's see what they do in these next 10, 12 games. If they can go on a really hot stretch, win 9 or 10 of them, then I think they have a real shot to do this thing. I have a lot more hope for the Chicago Bears. And they haven't even snapped a football for real yet. I mean, they have, and it's been cool to watch, but they haven't really snapped a football for real yet. They will play some more meaningless football tonight. Starters won't be there, so what to watch for, we will discuss right after this. Rami Makhlouf in for Matt Spiegel on the Score Afternoon Show, and back right after this break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.